Facebook.lrn.fm.
Huh?
Hang on, both of you are talking. Okay, we're back in now. I don't know if Ben's going to be able to hear you, but we'll make it work. So, this is Freedom Fiends Live, coming back in from a break here, and I've got Ben Stone, the Bad Quaker, on the other line, and I want to talk to Ben about, I don't know, Ben's my go-to guy when I'm feeling, like, oppressed by the tyranny, and Ben makes me feel better. You should listen to Bad Quaker Podcast if you're feeling apoplectic. So, Ben, can you hear us?
Yeah.
What do you got to say there, Ben?
I some people have said that I'm overconfident, or some people have said, although I get the other way too, people have accused me of being like doom and gloom, but I look at the whole mess and I go, you know, it's like I don't know if this is a legitimate way to compare this or not, but I've been in some really nasty fights where I took the first couple of hits and I was really thinking to myself, man, you know, I am in serious trouble. But I always knew somewhere deep down inside that I was going to win, and I always did. And with that illogical confidence, it just put me in a position where I just did what I had to do. And I kind of feel that way with the world that we're facing right now. It's like every time I look up, this thing is just getting worse and worse and worse, and sometimes I feel like it's just getting ready to bust my head open. But deep down inside, I know that the state is going to die and we're going to win. And so whether I necessarily see that or not is not the point. The point is I know it's going to happen. And I don't necessarily even have a complete logical basis for that, but I have enough confidence to make me goofy silly. So, you know, that's the best I can do.
Awesome, Ben. The thing I feel like is that we're going to win because we're right. And I was listening to Scott Horton the other day during his anti-war radio podcast, and he basically says, you know, the non-aggression principle, property rights, they're actually what works. And if you think about that logically, it just makes sense. Whereas the left and the right, and you talk about this too, Ben, they're positions are inconsistent. They don't make sense logically. And I think the idea that they're going to collapse eventually because of their own inconsistencies just seems obvious to me. I mean, as far as when or it'll happen, I don't think anybody can predict that. But that's what keeps me going, is the fact that, hey, you know, it might not happen in my lifetime, but at least I was right.
Ben, can you hear Nima?
I cannot hear Nima at all.
He said a bunch of nice. Okay. We'll figure that out for next week. He said a bunch of nice things that agreed with you. I like the idea of a fighting Quaker. It sounds like the name of a World Wrestling Federation fighter.
But have been talk about what being a Quaker means for
famous,
those who don't know.
I believe he was a Marine in World War I that was called the Fighting Quaker.
Really?
And he Smedley. Can't remember his name.
Smedley Butler.
He did the Smedley famous Butler. Speech about. Yeah, exactly. He did the famous speech about how war is a racket.
Yeah, war is a racket. What is Nima wants to know a little bit about what is being a Quaker mean.
Wow. I'll give the sales pitch end of it first, and then I'll give the more personal end of it. The Quaker, to be a Quaker really means that you are accepting what you yourself believe, and you're not going to force anything else on anybody else. You're not going to ever use aggressive techniques of any kind to try to convince anybody to believe, spiritually speaking, what you believe, and you're not going to try to force your beliefs on anybody else. And there's also the idea that all theological inspiration is individual, so that if I come to a theological conclusion and that is important to me, then it is as important to me as some guy with a fancy hat somewhere. Now, that's not to say that somebody with a robe or somebody with a hat or somebody with a title, that's not to say they're not legitimate, but it's to say that I, as an individual, am just as important, and my conclusions theologically that I come to are just as important as anybody else's, or any book that's written, or any special person who's looked upon. So that's kind of where you start with being a Quaker. is understanding that each individual is there are no higher spiritual people to look up to acknowledge as somehow greater than others. And so then that eliminates the possibility of calling anybody by any fancy titles or having anybody of authority tell you what is or what isn't acceptable. And then that, for most Quakers, that echoes out forward into a, like an exaggerated version of the zero aggression principle, where most Quakers are pacifists and they will not, not only will they not aggress, but they will not defend either.
And you're and a bad Quaker because you will defend.
Absolutely. That's why I fail as a Quaker and why I can never be a good Quaker, because it's just not within my nature to fail to defend, whether it's defending me and my, you know, myself, or whether it's defending my property, or whether it's defending people I care about, or even defending a stranger, so long as that stranger wants my help. I am more than willing to do whatever has to be done, even to the point of losing myself, in order to defend that. And that's where I might add, that's where I break away from Randians, because the Randian says that the individual is supreme and you should never sacrifice yourself.
Yeah, I don't have a moral problem with Ayn Rand, but I have a, boy, that doesn't really totally resonate with me. It does seem selfish. The liberals have it right in some way, but not quite, but it does have some selfishness.
Yeah.
You know, I'd defend the little old lady who lives next door. I'd pull a gun if someone was aggressing on her with a knife.
Absolutely.
I've actually been to a Quaker service and really was inspired by it when I was a teenager. My sister took me to one when I was in New Hampshire visiting her, and I liked it. There's no cross, there's no altar, there's no leader. People just sit in a room and meditate and get up when and speak, testify when they're inspired, and then sit back down. I love that aspect of it.
Yeah, and there's a principle that's oh wow, I kind of panicked there and forgot what I was about to say for a moment. But the idea is, the terminology will come to me in a second. But the idea is that, you know, words are cheap. Anybody can talk words. Anybody can put on a hat. Anybody can put on a title. But if you're not living what it is that you're saying, then you don't really believe it, you know. So, for instance, let's talk about the zero aggression principle. A lot of libertarians support the zero aggression principle, but if you really are not striving to live it, then you really, testimony was the word I was looking for a minute ago. If you're not striving to live the zero aggression principle, then you don't have a testimony. And that's a Quaker principle, that if you say that you are peaceful, but then you're violent, then you have no testimony on that topic. And if you say that you're honest and then you lie, then you have no testimony on that topic.
I've always wondered if, in case some people wonder what that noise is, I'm taping the headset to my microphone so I don't have to hold it up and my arms were falling off. You know who's a Quaker is or was raised Quaker was Ian MacKay of Fugazi and Minor Threat. A lot of people don't know that. I always wondered if Quakerism influenced AA in any way, because at AA meetings you sit there and stand up and testify when you're ready. Anyway, we're off. Thanks, Ben.
No problem, Ben. Thanks a lot.
So, Ben, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why did you move to the show?
I'm going to hang up. That was awesome, though, man. That was awesome. Live radio, man. Live radio.
Seriously as I do. I'll keep listening on the internet, and if you guys get in a slump and you need somebody to talk to, say something, and I'll call back in.
Okay. I mean, we had like 10 people that said they were going to call. I'm wondering where they are. But, yeah.
And once I got here.
Okay. Well, I'll listen on the internet.
Thanks, brother, man. Thanks, man. Nice to have you on.
I was instantly plugged into a community of individuals.
None of our callers are going to be able to hear me, huh?
And justice, nope, and not I will this week.
Do something about it.
Probably next week.
The people here are hopefully awesome, next week. Loving, yeah. And positive.
That was rough, man. You were being really loud when Ben was talking.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't riding the mic. I'm just going to, now that I have a tape on here, I can lean back like 5 feet and it'll be right.
And learn the reasons why. If you love liberty.
you should immigrate to the Shire. Plus, add yourself to the Shire map at ShireSociety.com.
I'm going to take a picture of ShireSociety.com. Oh, wait, I got to stop recording.
LRN.FM. Plus, you'll still be able to listen to the Liberty Radio Network via the cam feed in high quality 24/7, even when there's no live show being produced in our Keene studio. But wait, there's more. The page so you can interact with other listeners online. Listen, watch, and chat. All free at cam.lrn.fm. That's cam.lrn.fm.
Since time began, tyrants have taken aim at personal liberties. It's a movie that aims back.
I think this is Last Adam. The government has no more right to tell us what to put in our bodies than they have to take our guns or tell us what books we can read.
Six drug police were eaten by bears while raiding a marijuana farm.
On your knees, you dirty hippies! Jesus. On your knees!
What's the problem, officer?
Today, many cops who enforce pot laws do so only because it provides them with cushy jobs, good benefits, and a around.
I was an undercover narcotics officer. The drug war is nothing but a farce.
Did I get Neiman, did I yet announce that we forgot to record the first part?
Guns yes, you did that already.
I announced that?
Freedom.
Yep.
Okay, good.
DVD now at gunsandweed.com. Or on Amazon. That's gunsandweed.com. Makes the perfect gift. Remember, that's gunsandweed.com.
Did you know you can get news updates about what's happening with the Liberty Radio Network delivered in the way you prefer? You can sign up for our email updates at updates.lrn.fm by joining our Facebook profile at facebook.lrn.fm or follow us at Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm. It's all free, so sign up now at updates.lrn.fm. Your email box, facebook.lrn.fm to follow our Facebook page and twitter.lrn.fm to receive our tweets.
If you want to move to the free state and you're looking for some real estate, well, I know a guy who's really great. It's the Porcupine Realtor. Do you want a home with 20 acres, a lakeside cabin, any takers for renters, buyers, and sellers too? Mark Warden is the guy for you. Or come.
Help get LRN.FM into more ears.
Well, there's a lot
visit
of ads.
This is a long break.
FM for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners.
Is one of them longer than others? I'm looking at the clock. I'm not seeing. They look all the same length. This is my music. All right. We are back here on Freedom Fiends Live. I keep wanting to say Free Talk Live because I've heard that said so many times. I didn't realize how much our name sounded like that name until, you know, I was just like, oh, it's live. It's Freedom Fiends. So
starts with free and ends with live.
Yep. So, on the phone here, we've still got Anthony Bouchard of the Wyoming Gun Owners Association, the only gun rights organization I'm a member of anymore, now that the NRA backed Harry Reid and did a whole bunch of other stuff and tried to push gun control in Wyoming. And Anthony, talk about the UN.
The UN, we see a lot of talk about the UN treaty. And I just... You know, and that treaty would basically disarm a lot of countries, including the U.S. And a lot of people scoff at that and say that, you know, either that can't happen or the Senate won't, ratify that. And I look at that and I go, look at the things that are happening, things that you guys are talking about on the show. These are things that could happen in just a stroke of a pen and through executive order type actions. And I did an email just a couple weeks ago about H.R. 2829, which is a Ron Paul bill that basically says that, you know, UN, go pack up, take your everything you got, go home. We're taking our UN building back. We're not giving you any money. We're done. And, you know, we end up getting hit on by some of our own members saying, oh, come on, you're being too hard on the Congresswoman. And our response from the Congresswoman is that she's a co-sponsor of a bill. You know, I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong bill number. It wasn't H.R. 2829. That's what I got confused there. But the bill is H.R. 1146. That's a bill that basically does everything it says that the UN to get out. What Congresswoman responds with is that she's a sponsor on another bill that says that funding the UN will be voluntary. And so what we're saying to taxpayers now is we have a mandatory funding of the UN, and if we do this other bill, we're going to make it voluntary. Why don't we do Ron Paul's bill? Why don't we say no to the UN?
Ron Paul makes more sense than anybody, and most politicians say, well, Ron Paul's not realistic. That just gets me. We're going to go to another call here. Thanks for calling in, Anthony.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Cool.
All right. Excellent. Do we got another call lined up, Michael?
Hello? 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 I lost him. Oh. I lost him.
Oh, no.
I think it was
Well,
Kai.
If you're listening on – oh, was it? Oh. Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yep. Kai, if you got cut off, call back in. Yeah. So, Nima, did you hear about this new center that they're building in Utah – the feds are building in Utah to spy on everybody. It's giant. It's like a big.
It's supposed to be bigger than the Capitol. It's supposed to be bigger than Washington, D.C., isn't it?
Yeah, I read about it in Wired magazine. And it's basically something to track every communication electronically in the world. And also, they're hoping and thinking that they're going to be able to crack computer encryption with this.
It really scares me. And in fact, there was a former, because it's going to be an NSA facility, right? And there was a former official who used to work for the NSA saying that apparently it was quoted in the Wired article, he was holding his thumb and his forefinger really close together and saying, you know, we're this close from a totalitarian police state. Sometimes I feel like we're already there, like the thumb and forefinger should already be touching. But things like this, giant government centers where they basically listen to everything we say 24/7, it just does not bode well. It gives the state that much more power. And, you know, the apologist will say things like, well, if you're not doing anything bad, you have nothing to worry about. But that's not really true, because anything you do, they can find a way to criminalize it. They can find a way to say, well, you didn't follow section 32678 of penal code, blah, 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 blah. They can just.
Well, they can also find a way to take it now, too. I mean, I would think that anybody who owns a company that produces something who's sitting there going, well, I follow the law, so I don't mind any of this intrusion. It doesn't affect me. It does, because this new executive order of Obama's means they could take your company because it's needed for the national effort.
Right, right. And what kind of twisted statist mind is it a good thing to have the government be not only all-powerful, which they already claim to be, they claim to have at least the ability to regulate every aspect of our lives. But now they're trying to take that another step further and be omniscient as well. So not only all powerful, but they want to be all knowing.
My wife's comment on this Obama take everything bill was and draft everyone bill was, what does that a-hole have planned?
Wouldn't we all like to know? I think, though, we can know for certain that the essence of any of his plans is control of the populace. It's power, more and more of it. And that is seems to be the main motivating factor between any government program and any government official. Anybody
This stuff kind of used to be the realm of conspiracy theorists, but now they just publish it all on their official websites. It's hard not to think these a-holes have something planned when they put this stuff up on their websites now. I mean, I saw this on the White House website today.
Yeah, they come right out and say it. And that's the point I was going to make with I forget which caller was bringing it up, but they were saying, oh, it was Anthony. He was saying, you know, and Anthony was saying he's surprised that people see this and they don't immediately understand what's going on. And it's because they couch it in such newspeak terms. It's legalese, so it's so dense and hard to understand in the first place. And B, they make it sound like it's a good thing, to where people who don't hate the state and don't have that natural distrust of the officials. For instance, it says, the authorities provided in the act shall be used to strengthen this base and to ensure it's capable of responding to the national defense needs of the United States. So, you know, 40, 50-year-old grandma out there reads that, if she ever reads it or he ever reads it, and they think, oh, well, great, defending us. That's a noble cause.
The grandma doesn't need to read it. She just needs to hear the fluffy title of these things. Like, this is called the National Defense Resources Preparedness. It sounds like something the Boy Scouts would do, you know, like, oh, be prepared.
Exactly. It makes it – It's the crazy cat spot that we've talked about in the podcast before.
Explain the crazy cat spot.
Well, if you've ever had a cat, you'll notice that there's a little spot, you know, between their back hips that you can scratch and they'll sort
of... It's different on every cat, and not all cats have it, but most cats have it. A spot where you just rub it and they start licking. It's how mother cats teach baby cats to nurse.
Right, right. And it's sort of this innate response. And what it does is the government uses these specific terms. Bruce. Oh, we got a call.
We got a call from Bruce.
Accept, press 1.
All right.
Bruce, you're on the air. Freedom Fiends Live.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I'm calling in to say hello.
Hey, Bruce. Is this... Bruce. Hi, Bruce. Tell us something good. Tell us something hopeful. What do you find hopeful these days?
Yeah, what do I find helpful? Shoot, I don't know.
Hopeful.
Yeah, you know,
Hopeful.
Let's see. Well, I don't know, actually.
The Freedom Fiends have a live show. That's hopeful.
I haven't actually been listening to the show. What has been the topic?
We have a caller who's not listening to the show.
Yeah. I just seen your Facebook status like a few minutes ago, so I just called in.
Well, cool. It's good to have you calling in. Do you have anything to say about tyranny or liberty there, Bruce?
Tyranny or liberty? Well, I'm over here in Switzerland, and it's a lot different over here as far as liberty and tyranny and whatnot.
How are you calling in from Switzerland?
There.
How are you calling in from Switzerland? Skype? Cool.
Skype.
Word.
Ask him about what's different there. So, I mean, does it feel freer to him?
Over here that it's there's... you could say maybe there's a lot more control with the police. That might be interesting.
Don't the police all have machine guns there?
I haven't seen none of that. I've just seen pistols.
Okay. So what do they do?
One thing that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice over here is I'm from the U.S. normally. Is there's a lot less here. I probably see. A normal day, I won't even see a cop. So,
well, maybe part of that is that people are trained to be their own cops and be each other's cops more horizontal enforcement, well, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what they say, but I'm not sure how true that is because not many people I see. You know, I don't hear about many people having guns with them or anything like that.
Isn't Switzerland a country though? Like, don't all males? Aren't all males conscripted to the army there? And don't they have to keep machine guns and ammo in their homes?
Yeah, that's right. But, they're not in like a ready position. They're just where they're stored in case the army calls.
We're going into an ad. We're going into an ad here, Bruce. Thanks for calling, man.
Yep, talk to you later.
Bye. Rock and roll. Freedom Fiends Live. Call in. The call-in number. I haven't memorized it yet. Do you know it, Nima?
I have no idea, Michael.
The call-in number is... 765-273-3367. We've cut off the last video. I like this ad. I like this ad for this music, Raja Mojo. Sounds exactly like John Lennon. I like it. Well, first hour, Nima. We made it.
We made it. We're alive.
Yep. We're alive.
What's the call-in number in case I need to give it out?
765-273-3367. I'm gonna pee.
Me too.
Raja Mojo. Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution.
I'm going to be right back. I'm going to go for a quick bathroom break. All right.
Email 101. If it didn't...
Are you on any medications?
Are you getting meds at a local pharmacy?
What do you want to talk about if people don't call in?
You're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will
talk about Rick Santorum.
Yes. Let's talk about what would happen if he got a hold of this Obama bill.
Now that you've found the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM, you may want to help expose others to our great programs.
And why liberals shouldn't support Obama doing things like that, because someone like Santorum will eventually be president.
Details on how to get a free bumper sticker, quarter page flyers you can print out and distribute, banners for your website, as well as files that will allow you to make your own custom banners and graphics. Visit promote.lrn.fm and help bring new listeners to the Liberty Radio Network. That's
I kind of feel like I should be quiet whenever we have a caller, because if they can't hear me, it's going
to
be hard.
If you have something really cogent to say, say it, and I'll relay it to them.
And involving more than $1 trillion was available to members organically. Of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
While our satellite channel is free to listen to, it's not free for us. You can help us cover our satellite costs with the chip-in on the right side of the page at LRN.FM.
Okay, this is the music. We are coming back in live, Nima. How you feeling, Nima?
I'm feeling good, Michael. We got through the first two segments okay. We had Ian as a guest and the bad Quaker Ben Stone, so not half bad for the first half hour.
Yep, and I've rigged up a thing where I've taped the telephone headset to the microphone, so I don't have to stand there and have my arms fall off holding it up for 2 hours.
Yeah, we've got a few technical difficulties here. Hopefully you haven't noticed too much, but that is the nature of live media, especially when you don't have a production crew in a booth somewhere or a board op controlling everything.
I think it's charming. Well, the board ops.
I hope it's charming.
The board ops at the TV station you worked at, weren't they all like stoned ex-cons who couldn't do it right?
A couple of them were ex-cons. They were probably usually stoned, or they were high schoolers. You know, they could only afford to pay minimum wage, so you got what you paid for. Plus, it was really hard for them to get 40 hours a week, since you're only doing board op for the 5 o'clock, the 6 o'clock show, and then take a long break, come back for the 10 o'clock. So hard to really have that be a real job. So it was really mostly high school students and felons who couldn't get a job anywhere else.
I wanted to say that our first segment, I forgot to record the one with Ian. So if anybody was recording it, drop us an email at talkback@freedomfiends.com. And the call-in number at Freedom Fiends Live is 765-27-FIENDS. That's 765-273-3367.
And it's on all right. Any kind of area code they got to put on that, or
It's area code 765 and then 273-3367. We got our own special number here. So I wanted to talk more about this executive order, the National Defense Resource Preparedness that Obama has put in, and here's what I think people should say to their liberal friends who still think Obama's good for doing things that they would have hanged George Bush for or wanted to. Eventually, a Republican will probably be president again. Can you imagine if Rick Santorum got a hold of this? He would seize all the porn production in the country to like...
He would. He would say there's a national emergency of little boys wasting their seed into socks. He would declare all porn production be immediately stopped.
I think he's against adults wasting their seed into socks.
Of course, the root of this is the imperial presidency. I mean, why should Obama have the ability to seize this much power through executive order. I mean, it's kind of like wishing for more wishes. It's the fact that you got the wish in the first place. So, I mean, the fact that he can have the power in the first place to do an executive order, I mean, it was bound to happen eventually, right?
One of the comments I saw online was, I wonder how many orgasms Obama had while signing this.
Three, I would think. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and again, mixed in there was Rick Santorum has said that there's a crisis, basically, of hardcore pornography hurting our society. What do you think about that, Michael? Do you think there's a crisis of hardcore pornography?
No. No, I think hardcore pornography among consenting adults is normal and healthy.
Of course, Rick Santorum really doesn't care about consent, as he was recorded saying that he's really against and scared of this libertarian sort of streak.
Really?
Where, yeah, you didn't hear that? He was
I heard him make fun of, in a debate, he said something to Ron Paul like, well, Ron, I'm not a libertarian. I believe in law and order.
Yeah, yeah. Well, even before that, it was a tiny piece of a longer interview that he had done, and he basically had this quote where he went off for a paragraph. He was like, you know, I'm just really not into this whole libertarian streak where, you know, you believe the government shouldn't be involved in the bedroom. The government should be very small and not control people's business decisions. And he just listed everything that somebody who loves freedom would be into and said basically that that's not what he's into. Whenever I see somebody, I saw an old lady at the park today just sitting in her car looking at the river, and she had the backseat of her car was full of Santorum signs. And I just kind of gave her a dirty look, and I was thinking, why do you hate freedom so much? Why? I don't get it.
Was she living in her car?
No, I think she had just picked up all her Santorum posters and was just taking a little break, sitting and watching the river.
She was having orgasms, having a car full of Santorum propaganda.
Right, maybe. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she was stealing Santorum signs and she was taking a break from doing that.
Before she dumps them in the river.
Yeah. So, although she had that look, you damn kids with your pornography.
Part 2, Section E of this abomination says that upon such approval, the Secretary of the Resource Department that made the finding may use any authority of Section 101A of the Act 50 USC APP 207A to control the general distribution of any material, including applicable services, in the civilian market. You know, so they could just decide that, you know, Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom DVDs are dangerous and outlaw them. Or they could, you know, say, well, pet food is a waste of resources. We're going to not sell any pet food anymore. Or any number of things, or just take over GE, which they kind of already have done. But can you imagine Santorum doing this? What, DJ? Whores for everyone? I don't think
everyone.
My wife's yelling "whores for everyone" in the other room. I don't think she's hearing the whole story here. So, what do you think, Nima? Can you imagine Santorum getting a hold of this? It also gives the president the ability to draft soldiers, which hasn't been in effect since the '60s, and you know, probably raise the age of the draft. They could probably draft you. Well, you're still draft age, actually, aren't you?
Am I? I'm 28. I just had a birthday, so I don't know what the draft ages are. I don't really care.
I know you can volunteer for the Army beyond that age. My stepson is 29 and is about to go to basic training, so they could probably draft you if they will take you.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I mean, as proven by this, the president can really do anything he wants, and there's historical precedent for that. I mean, the country has lived under pretty bad tyrannies at times. I mean, during World War I, people were thrown in jail for being anti-war and things of that nature. We got a call coming in?
Yeah. All right. Draft age in U.S. is males 21 to 29. I just looked it up.
Okay, so I am still draftable.
Yep.
Anthony Bouchard.
Oh, all right.
Awesome.
I'll accept. Anthony, you're on the air. You're on Freedom Fiends Live.
Hey, I just called to congratulate you on your new live show.
Thanks, man.
Also, I was listening in on the new executive order. And, you know, it just fascinates me that even things like H.R. 347, which expands the speech free zones, people just don't get it. I mean,
I just don't get the what's happening out there. That even in 347, it expanded places where people can be criminalized for carrying a gun, even.
Or carrying a sign protesting the government. You know, that one pretty much affected.
Well, started out with a sign.
Yeah. You know, they pretty much wiped out the First and Second Amendment this week with that one. I mean, Obama, since New Year's, you know, everything he did up to New Year's this year, just I would wake up every day going, ugh, what's he going to do now? But since New Year's Eve, he's done three or four things that have just are Stalinistic that just blew me away. And this is one of them.
Well, the reason people don't get it is because it's
H.R. 347, excuse me. What's surprising is it's all the Republicans that did it. I mean, and when you call them out on it, they say that you're lying and mischaracterizing things. And I mean, that's what I recently did an email suggesting.
The Republicans are really disappointing me these days. You know, I mean, anybody who thinks the Republicans are an alternative to the liberals and they respect the authority of the citizens of the U.S., you know, look at the number of Republicans that voted in favor of that turd of a bill of, you know, of two things, of the indefinite detention on New Year's Eve and the adding to places that they can throw you in a cage for protesting or carrying a gun. That are written so vaguely that they could extend anywhere, probably your own front yard or living room too. And I mean, like three congressmen voted against that. It just blows me away.
Yeah, it was Ron Paul, Paul Brown of Georgia, and then it was Justin Amash out of Michigan that voted against.
Anthony, we're
Heartbreak.
Going into a commercial.
See if
he'll
stay on the line for the next segment.
Do you want to stay on the line for the next segment, Anthony?
If you want, I can.
Yep, let's do it. I'm going to mute you, but so Nima, live radio.
Yeah.
Live radio.
Yep.
Anthony can hear me, but he can't hear you. That's something we're going to have to fix by next week. The caller can't hear you. Hey, it's our ad for ads ad.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard this yet, Nima?
Freedom Fiends. I'm hearing it now. Is now selling ad space.
Slots are reasonably priced, but limited. So contact us today.
Slots are reasonably priced.
Slots. FreedomFiends.com or leave a message after the show at 765-27-FIENDS.
Anthony, I'm going to have you on for about 2 minutes after the commercials.
Agents
and then we'll wrap up. Okay.
Cool. Become a free agent.
I'll introduce you and say who you are and Google what organization you represent. To get
connected with see if there's any
globe who are united against state aggression and who
are not
see if there's any local tyranny that Anthony's fighting right now. See what's going on in Wyoming as far as getting rid of gun rights.
We'll just ask Anthony.
Stay up to date. Yeah, that's what I mean.
He's more on top of it. I have like 8 computer screens open right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Ask Anthony about that.
Yep.
What does he want to know?
Oh, about local tyranny in Wyoming. Activities which can be redeemed for gear such as clothing. And how it relates to how it relates on the national level. The state be equipped
with FR33 gear. You can directly invest in the projects that you care about right now so that free agents can get.
We like talking about some
something.
Actually, what about the UN? Do you want to talk about the UN for 2 minutes?
Other free agents on the front lines of freedom. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, he's excited about that, Nima.com.
That's FR33agents.com.
Instead of just listening, you can also watch. See, look, you can make that vision a reality with your radio station. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how you can put our programs on the air in your area. You can have lrn.fm running around the clock, and you can even add in your own local shows. Building
Nima?
A radio station is simple, but programming
yep, there,
is
I'm here. All right. Yeah, LRN. I would have liked to ask him more about Switzerland, but
more Freedom Fiends Live yeah. is coming
when I can't talk to the listener, the caller.
Yeah, network. Could have another headphone with the FM. The freedom.
What's that?
Jess Burns with headlines.
You could have the feed on another computer.
The case of former
listening.
Army analyst Bradley Manning is in military court.
I can hear the caller. They just can't hear me.
Trial motion hearing.
Gotcha.
For the first time, the military accused specifically aiding Al Qaeda when he allegedly released classified documents to WikiLeaks.
What do you want to talk about next?
Supporters of Manning.
Let's talk about that guy flipping out.
Holding
the Coney guy
outside Fort Meade.
Okay.
UN Special Rapporteur on Torture Juan Mendez has accused the U.S. government of holding Manning under inhuman, cruel, and Manning was detained.
You know, I'm wondering, I'm thinking that the mumble is probably,
after his arrest,
I have it recording during the commercials. It's probably recording us chatting right now.
The report concludes that such punitive person is, quote, to physical
although it's kind of part of the joy of the fiends is hearing the between scenes banter, probably.
Today, Philadelphia is enacting a bill that bans feeding the homeless and hungry in the city's public parks.
All right.
The mayor says the idea is to increase health and safety, but some homeless advocates contend he has another agenda. From Philadelphia, FSRN's Matthew Petrillo reports.
Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter wants those who feed Michael the homeless Nutter. To move from outside places like public parks or sidewalks to inside places like shelters.
This is really an issue about food safety.
Ew.
Public safety and public health.
Fuck that.
It would also require those who
Fuck
pass out
guy.
Food
yeah,
to
seriously.
Take a free food handling course. And while the mayor doesn't have authority to regulate food, the Board of Health does. Both say providing food only at shelters
they did this in San Francisco, like when I lived there.
Other services they need,
did they?
Like mental
yeah,
health
I used to volunteer
and
for and
but
eat
some
at sometimes food
say
not
the
bombs.
Mayor is discriminating against
and,
the poor.
Brian the mayor was cracking down on it
director
back then.
Of Chosen 300 Ministries.
So fucked up. They want to have the monopoly on charity, too.
Yeah.
Place, but people that have not can't.
Jenkins adds the city's new efforts are an attempt to hide homeless people from tourists.
If we run out of stuff to talk about, let's talk about that.
Touristy locations.
Okay.
The ban will go into full effect in 30 days. Matthew Petrillo, FSRN, Philadelphia.
A federal judge in Bridgeport, Connecticut has granted a temporary restraining order to prevent the eviction of Occupy New Haven. The protesters are encamped on a piece of city-maintained property adjacent to Yale University, and officials had planned to clear the camp yesterday. FSRN's Melinda
there was a
Vapersmith
ad in the first segment, right?
Occupy protesters
yeah,
argued
was.
In court that the city's
Good.
Plans to evict them from the town green would cause irreparable harm to their First Amendment rights. But the city's attorney said that officials have the right to evict them after 5 months.
I think
the,
I'm going to use
so
I have a picture I'm going to use
space.
For the blog
Lawyer
post of this
Norm
one.
Gattis
it's a picture I found
of
like
Occupy New Haven.
Wizard of Oz Dorothy with her dog in her basket and like a Fed goon with gloves searching through her basket.
Signal new life for the Occupy
okay,
we'll
sounds good.
Out.
The judge ruled the city did not present any regulations that the occupiers had violated and that in fact allowing and even supporting their presence on the green for 5 months weakened their argument. The case will continue on March 28th. Melinda Tuhus, FSRN, Bridgeport.
Activists calling themselves book traffickers are caravanning across the Southwest with hundreds of books recently banned from the public
books.
School curriculum in Tucson, Arizona. The Texas to Arizona bus tour is in protest of what organizers call an attack on Latino art and culture. FSRN's Andrew Oxford reports from San Antonio, one of the stops on the caravan.
The Libro Traficantes are a group of prominent Mexican-American authors who are trafficking a busload of banned books from Houston to Tucson this week. The books were once taught in Arizona's recently banned ethnic studies courses. With participation of writers such as Rudolfo Anaya and Sandra Cisneros, the Libro Traficantes caravan is hosting readings and teach-ins, as well as establishing libraries of Mexican-American literature at community and cultural centers in six cities along their route.
What was that?
The goal is to ignite
mixer,
a cultural
man.
Protest against Arizona's decision to eliminate courses on Mexican-American history. Tuesday night, at a reading of selections from these books in San Antonio, author and organizer Tony Diaz said that Arizona legislators were targeting Latino culture.
The Tucson administrators forced teachers to walk into a classroom during class time.
That was the noise I was getting before. It was the connection of the XLR to my condenser mic.
Oh, okay. You got a bad XLR cable?
I don't know if it's the cable or the mic, but I just wiggled it and it went away.
The caravan will end with what it calls a literary celebration in Tucson on Saturday. Andrew Oxford, FSRN, San Antonio.
Independent miners in Peru continue to clash with police in the southeastern region
what
of
news
Madre
feed is
de
this,
Dios
you know?
Today. Mm-mm. The so-called wildcat miners are angry about new government penalties.
Police in Lehman, Michigan describe a local student's recently foiled plans to commit a deadly school shooting as, quote, embarrassingly bad. Authorities
we have one more
apprehended
minute,
17-year-old Trent Bayer
All right.
Thursday
We're supposed
after
to get
finding
an atomic
him in an
clock.
Empty hallway struggling to load a pathetically small caliber
pistol. Nah, we'll just listen. We'll just keep the feed on. That way we know when we come back.
Yeah, you'll learn the sound of the music I put into so you recognize it.
More effective, I can usually tell.
Including setting off a homemade explosive in the teacher's lounge, executing popular students first, and at the very least purchasing some military military fatigues.
This is the Onion.
You're not going to intimidate anyone by wearing a tucked-in button-down shirt and pleated trousers.
In other news, a jar of change on a dresser is sadly factoring into a number of financial decisions. A teen zebra doesn't give a shit how much you honk, it's not getting out of the road. And Dad's new 20-year-old Thai boyfriend really sucks its categories. And don't forget to never, ever drink Pepsi Cola, whose dipshit marketing team backed out of a full-page ad buy at the last minute. For more news, visit theonion.com.
That's what we should do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freedom Fiends.
Jam it. What it do?
You feeling apoplectic yet, Nima?
Nah, I'm feeling chill. The okay. Music does that to me, man. I dig it.
I did the music for that's leading in and out that we're listening to here on Freedom Fiends Live.
Michael used some of my drums and played bass into his new Nady RSM-4. That's why it sounds so dirty and evil.
The wonderful mic, which I'm not using right now. I'm using a clean mic for this. So, Coney 2012, Honcho, Jason Russell's naked meltdown caught on video. Did you get a chance to look at that?
Yeah, I did. He was like pounding the pavement like he is a gorilla, a naked gorilla, naked white gorilla, I guess.
Well, he was like masturbating and keying cars too. He just had a full on, someone said it looked like the trailer for a bad Will Ferrell comedy.
We're going streaking.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Don't really know what his major malfunction was, but
his wife said, while that attention was great for raising awareness about Joseph Kony, it also brought a lot of attention to Jason. And because of how personal the film is, many of the attacks against him were also personal, and Jason took it very hard. I'm wondering if someone sent him our show from last Wednesday and it put him over the edge. What wasn't me, wasn't me. Nod, nod, wink, wink.
Wasn't me. Yeah, I don't know. Although
I wouldn't send that to him.
I would. I don't think there's anything really wrong, I guess, with him dancing around naked. If you want to dance around naked, go for it, I guess.
It was pretty funny, though. It was pretty special. Yeah. You know, I mean, we talked a bit, too, about maybe it was a false flag or, the government sponsored him or the video or something. And, you know, maybe they did without his knowledge, but maybe they should pick their spokespeople better. Or maybe they were just done with him and wanted to discredit him and keep the energy going, but he was getting too much power, so they slipped him something, maybe.
Maybe. Well, he did a lot less harm with running around naked than he did with the Kony 2012 video.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I'm basing this on historical precedent. I mean, there are whole lists of public facts of things that the U.S. government has done of slipping people drugs and, you know, not recreational drugs either, like special army militarized drugs.
Right, right. Well, hey, I'll have what he's having. Sounds like he had a blast.
You ever seen that movie Jacob's Ladder with Tim Robbins?
No, I can't say that I have.
It's a really good psycho.
That's like a running segment on our podcast, and I guess it's going to be on our live show of you saying, have you ever seen such and such movie? And I'm like, I should
make a recording of it. Of course
you should just strap me to a chair and prop my eyes open like in Clockwork Orange and force me to watch every movie you've ever seen.
Well, you've seen Clockwork Orange then, or have you only seen it on The Simpsons?
No, I love Clockwork Orange. That's one of my favorite movies. I really love the moral in it, because what they do is they force this kid who's a pretty bad kid. He's an immoral kid. He calls it the ultra violence. He likes to go around and beat up little old ladies. While listening to classical music and drinking drugged milk. So the government catches him and they strap him to a chair and make him watch all these horrible videos while they drug him and do this kind of scientific experimentation on him to where he gets physically sick whenever he does anything wrong.
It's called the Ludovico technique.
Ah, I see. And there's a moment, a really powerful moment in it where they're showing this. They're demonstrating him getting sick, you know, as he sees a naked woman. And the priest, like, looks at the government and is like, this is disgusting. You're taking any moral decision out of it, because he's not making a decision. He's being forced into something. So I think it was a really powerful point for the fact that, you know, without free will, there is no morality. If you don't actually make the decision, then you don't get any of the credit.
Well, I think that they're still using those kind of techniques, but they've streamlined them. Did you see the one about the new pill to cure racism?
What is it? It's some heart pill that some British doctors did a study, and they said it reduced the amount of racial bias in certain test subjects, which I don't even know how they would test that.
I think that pill's called marijuana, because remember those two twin racist singers, and they got on medical marijuana and quit being racist?
There you go. There you go.
Yep. So one of the comments on that rate pill that cures racism article on Yahoo was, maybe they should force feed it to Rush Limbaugh.
They should force feed it to Rush Limbaugh.
Liberal yeah. hatred.
Speaking
of free
racism
speech.
And England, there was a kid, a teenage kid in England. I guess he's of Middle Eastern descent. His name's Azhar Ahmed, and he was arrested for his Facebook comments. And I think they might have used, their rules against being offensive or racism in order to arrest him. Basically, he was going on an anti-war rant, saying, you know, stop killing kids and women, please stop, and saying that soldiers who do that deserve to go to hell, which, you know, his not the most well-reasoned argument he had there on his Facebook, and some bad language, but God, why are we at the point in England where we throw teenagers in jail for Facebook comments now? I mean, apparently we are, because it happened, but how much, not even a slippery slope, you're already there at that point when you're throwing people in jail for their Facebook comments.
For speech. It's very 1984.
Very, and more than that, it's, you know, maybe we need to, we're past 1984 almost in some places. Maybe we need to start calling it 2012, at least if you live in England.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a whole big push right now to get Rush Limbaugh off the air. I don't like the guy at all, but it's interesting how one group of people will be against free speech and then totally for free speech for their side and totally against free speech for the other side. I mean, that comment of new pill cures racism, maybe they should force feed it to Rush Limbaugh. That was what a lot of the comments were like on that. You know, he said something recently about, you know, called some lady a slut because she wanted free birth control, which is totally missing the point of what's wrong with getting things free. You know, and these people want, the right wingers want things free for them, like free cops,
like farm subsidies.
Yeah, and free cops to throw all the drug users that don't use prescription drugs like they do into prison. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just some of the comments on that really disgusted me. I mean, they're really outrageous. Just let's cut free speech. And, you know, a lot of people have stopped advertising with him, which is their right to do. And I was wondering, is that an opportunity for the Freedom Fiends? Do you think all these advertisers that are dumping the guy who wants small government for his things would be more in favor of advertising on a show where we just hate the government across the board? Probably
not.
Well,
it's an opportunity for somebody. And I think that that's the whole point, right? We don't need the FCC to crack down on Limbaugh. I mean, yeah, Limbaugh is an idiot and a blowhard, but why would we get into the point where we use the government to limit somebody's speech? If somebody is going to say things like that, then they're going to end their own career. You know, advertisers will stop advertising, people will stop listening, and that's how it takes care of itself. That's the real point, is for people, if you don't like Rush Limbaugh, if you don't like what he's saying, stop listening. You know, razz your friends who actually listen to him. Call them out on their BS. That's how it takes care of itself.
Gloria Allred is trying to get him prosecuted, which is pretty amazing because it's not really a prosecutable offense. It may be a suable offense. You know, maybe he could sue on behalf of that. She could sue on behalf of that woman. Gloria Allred, you know who she is, right?
From my understanding, she's always doing things like this.
Yeah, she's actually parodied.
I can't remember why she was in the news. She was in the news a lot a few years ago.
She's parodied quite well on The Simpsons. She's Lisa's lawyer. There's a Simpsons that's behind the music. It's called Behind the Laughter. And it's, you know, at one point, every member of The Simpsons gets a lawyer and brings them to Thanksgiving, and they're advising them not to respond about the taste of the meat. And Gloria Allred has, I think it's her real name, and it has her or someone quite like her. And under it in the lower third, it says shrill feminist attorney.
Nice, nice. I think we have it's requisite for us to have a Simpsons reference in each episode.
Yep. So our Alexa ranking is better than Dennis Kucinich's now.
Well, we're more principled than him, so yeah.
That's not how it works. The White House has a really good Alexa ranking, but probably because they make you look at it in school.
Do you think they do that? Do you have to go to whitehouse.gov when you're in school?
Yeah, you probably have to sign up for his forced voluntary citizen army, too.
Right, right. He'd probably have shirts. To follow his wife's diet and do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, she hasn't really been following her diet. She's gained a little weight.
Yeah,
boy,
yeah.
That's low for talk radio, insulting the figure of the first lady. I'm not even going to go there. I recant that.
You already went there. You can't. Okay. You do take it back.
I can't unring that bell. Well,
guess not.
I think we're going to go ring the corporate bell here and sell some more things. We love commerce.
Peace.
Worms.
I like this one.
Worms.
When did you make that one? From the
Freedom Fiends podcast. That's that song, We Are the Good Guys. We have 40 listeners right now. That's more than I've ever seen, I think, on the LRN.
On the LRN feed?
Yeah, it's usually about like 27. Run by a liberty-loving
entrepreneur. That's pretty good. Some
subsidized tax-eater conglomerate. You gotta help me out here, man. Somebody call in.
I
smoke 3
packs of tobacco cigarettes a day. I mean, it's fine. We're doing fine. If we don't get another caller.
I'm just apoplectic.
I feel better without the callers almost because I can't talk.
I did too, before I heard about the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a project to get 20,000 liberty lovers to move to New Hampshire to have liberty in our lifetime. For the FSP are getting elected, involved in their communities, and participating in civil disobedience. Call 888-377-2515 now to learn more about the Free State Project. 888-377-2515 or visit freestateproject.org.
Did you know that you can listen to LRN.FM 24/7 via our free-to-air satellite channel? From Mexico to Canada, our signal covers nearly all of North America. All you need is a view of the southern sky, an affordable receiver, and a dish as small as 30 inches. There are no monthly fees. Learn more at sat.lrn.fm. Plus, if you're a broadcaster or want to be one, this is a good delivery method for our content. See our coverage map and get details at sat.lrn.fm. That's sat.lrn.fm.
It's a landmark day in the March for Equality here in America. Congress passed the Casinos for Fairness Act today, which gives every mistreated group in America the right to open a casino.
It worked with Americans. It will work for the rest of the country. If our society has kept you down, you will get a casino to pull yourselves back up.
I want
veterans
one.
Will also have the right to open
Me
a
too.
Casino as a replacement for costlier benefit programs.
The Weed and Horse Casino.
I'd rather still be able to walk, but
hell yeah,
you know.
While the majority of the country is hailing the Casino Act as a step forward, many Native Americans are objecting to the law.
We are still the most disadvantaged group in America. So all that we ask is that we be allowed to open whorehouses and start legally selling cocaine.
There you go.
The question of whether immigrants are allowed to own casinos. After much debate, the legislature decided that they would not, but they will be able to sell sliced mango on the street without a vendor license.
This is the Onion News Network.
I like the onion.
You can sign up to receive the latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
.fm.
So,
yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to Freedom Fiends Live. So, Nina.
What a do. Yeah.
You went to a rock and roll show recently. Talk about it.
Yeah, I went to a rock show, man. It was fun until the freaking status security started throwing people out, man. It was okay, so get this. It was Sublime with Rome, right? Frickin' Sublime, okay? So they come out, Sublime's on, you know, I guess it's one of the former members, basically like a cover band with a new singer. But they get to play all the Sublime songs.
I've actually played with Sublime in a club. I've played a lot of and been to a lot of rock shows where there's no security too, and that was one of them, and it went fine. I don't know how it would work in a stadium, but I've been to a lot of club shows with 300, 400, 500 people where, you know, if someone gets out of control, the crowd just throws them out.
Yeah, exactly. And if security's there, that's fine. I mean, it's your own club, whatever. You can have security there. But security should be there to ensure that the experience is fun for the customers, for the paying customers. Not throw customers out
not
for silly
like cops.
Reasons.
Like
not
smoking
act like
weed.
Cops. Exactly. And that's what happens. So Sublime comes out. They play two joints. All right. And if you've listened to Sublime before, two joints is like the most weed smoke in a song in history. It's like I smoked two joints before I smoked two joints and then I smoked two more. And it's basically just a song where he goes off saying he smokes two joints before he does pretty much anything.
Is that the song where he says everybody solo at one point and everybody solos at the same time? I've heard someone do a cover of that song where in the middle someone goes, they go, everybody solo. And it's like the drums, bass, and guitar all solo. And it's a mess.
At the same time.
It's pretty funny.
Nice. Yeah, a lot of people cover it. There's even a rapper from Houston called South Park Mexican who has a pretty nice cover of it too. But anyway, the band comes out. They're smoking joints, right? Which you do when you sing two joints and you're Sublime. And there's people in the crowd taking little puffs of their pipes or puffing on blunts. And then there's one guy next to me who's doing the same thing. And I look at him. I'm like, all right, nice. And then I look back at him again. And security just grabs him. Like three giant dudes just grab him, literally pick him up and spirit him away within a matter of seconds. Like so quick that his buddy that was sitting next to him, like who was next in line to pass the Ducci to the left-hand side, didn't even know what was going on.
He was passing it to an empty chair.
Yeah. Like I tap on him. He's like, he didn't even notice his friend was gone. I'm like, dude, your dude just got spirited away. And he's like, what, man? What's going on? And so I had to explain to him, like, while the band is playing. And it just bummed me out so much. Like, the music was banging, and I'm just standing there. Like, I stopped dancing, and I'm looking around. Like, is that what the world's come to, where you can't even take a toke while Sublime is singing two joints without having security rush you off?
I would like to know the statistics. This is probably impossible, but I'd like to know the statistics of that type of professional bouncer goon who have applied for government jobs and been turned down, or have them.
Oh,
or just
I bet it's plenty.
Or have them.
I bet they're just waiting to be cops.
Or just moonlighting.
Yeah, that could be it too. And now I've been to a lot of shows, hip hop shows, rock shows, although it's been a while. It's been about 3 years, you know, that I've been in these small towns for the TV job. Even though I'm not working for TV, I'm still here where I moved. And so it's been about three and a half years since I lived in Austin and used to go to shows all the time. But the way I remember it was, the security guards used to be pretty hands-off. They used to let you have fun. You know, maybe if you start a fight, you get thrown out, or if you jump the fence. Like, I remember I jumped the fence to get into a secret Ghostface Killah show once, and my knee landed in the dookie next to the porta-potty, and some dude was like, ew, and security guards threw me out. Well, okay, fine, I snuck into a show. But for just enjoying a concert as it's supposed to be enjoyed, if you paid already, I just don't understand. And it's got to be the influence from the state. I mean, if these private business owners really were concerned about keeping their customers happy, it wouldn't be an issue. But the problem is, they're probably under pressure from the city council or the local police force of losing their license. And that's what you get in a society where you have to ask permission from old white people to do pretty much anything, or fine, old statist to do pretty much anything.
I would
you
say
get a
young,
situation
young
where private
too.
Organizations act like the state.
There's young statists too.
Yeah, my wife's always trying to tell me that. I guess there is.
Wiener wasn't an old guy. Wiener was like 45 and in shape and looked hip. You know, he could have been in a bad popular band.
yeah the Wiener Touchers,
yeah,
something so, like that.
Yeah, I remember the first incidents I remember this kind of goon behavior was in the 70s, reading in Rolling Stone magazine about a Pink Floyd show in Los Angeles where the LAPD went in and arrested 300 people for pot, and you know, bragged about this, like they arrested 300 people for pot, three people for coke, and one guy who had a gun. And I'm like, so what? All of it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So what? You didn't do anything good. And then they brag about it, and news directors say, oh, look, there's all those crimes there. But they're not real crimes.
Because all the blue hairs go, oh, I'm safe from those weird rock people now because they arrested 0.1% of the people with weed at a concert and took a gun off the street.
Yeah. The people that wouldn't have bugged you anyway, they just wanted to listen to their music and be left alone.
Yeah.
So I think it's completely square, and I don't understand how there's people in society who not only sanction that, but think it's a good thing. Think it's a good thing to follow rules when they're immoral rules. People are legal positivists, and they don't even know what the term means.
So square.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you were telling me in a related note that you had opened up for Sublime on a very important date.
I looked it up. It wasn't the day that he died. It was the time before that that they played in San Francisco. It was my band Punk Floyd, actually, which was a Pink Floyd cover band, which played one 30-minute set, which was a medley of Pink Floyd songs done in a punk style, and I was the singer. And
so what made it a punk style? Did you just play it like double speed or something?
Yeah, it actually wasn't a punk style. It was just really aggressive. It was actually pretty good, note perfect, close. We played at a club called Club Commotion in San Francisco, which was an underground club and recording studio. It held about 100 people, and it was usually packed. And I don't think you could pull that off there now. It's been closed down. You know, it was in an industrial district, but neighbors would still complain just for the hell of it. You know, people working late in the bread factory across the street.
I see. So my little brother, Frank, who listeners of the cast and watchers of our movie will know who he is, had a recent harassment by the police state in Texas.
Tell us about it.
Well, he was driving, you know, along the beach with his girlfriend, as you do. I mean, when you live close to the coast, that's what you do at night on a weekend. And
was this near Galveston with all the mosquitoes?
Yep.
I went there two times once with the same girl, and went there once and skinny dipped, and the water was perfect, and it was like the most blissful swimming experience I've ever had, skinny dipping. And then we came back like 3 months later, and we got out of the car, and like 10,000 mosquitoes attacked us, and I like jumped in the car, we drove off, and you know, I was taking my clothes off to get to the mosquitoes, and I was like naked in the car as she's driving away, and I'm just smacking mosquitoes.
Yep, that sounds about right. You got to get used to it, man, when you live in Texas. But anyway, cops pull him over, which they pull him over on like a weekly basis because he just hasn't found it in his time to go and get the government-sanctioned stickers. In Texas, they have this campaign called Love Your State. And basically, they're telling you to go pay the $50 or $100 to get the registration.
It wasn't enough
because
to
it pays the state.
It wasn't enough to threaten to kick your ass for littering and say, don't mess with Texas. Now it's love your state.
It's love your state. Yeah, they literally tell you to ignore Rothbard and instead of hate the state, you're supposed to love the state. So they pull him over. They ask him if they can search, which is almost standard operating procedure for a lot of cops in Texas now when you're young and male and possibly brown. And he tells them no, of course, like he's learned well. And they say, all right, fine. Well, we'll just call the canine unit out. And so they make him sit there while they call the canine unit out. According to Frank, they hyped the dog up, just like you were saying in a few casts ago. Oh, we'll get back to this on the other end of the break.
Square. So square. What if you put up signs that said hate your state in Texas? How do you think that would go?
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to end up paying the money, but I'm going to put a sign on my car. A bumper sticker, maybe. We'll see.
That's bold, man. You're a bold.
I'll finish the story at the end of the break here.
You have more cojones than I do if you're going to put that on your car in Texas. Hate the state.
I haven't done it yet. No credit yet.
We're
Would
out.
You like to advertise
I'm going to go take a little pee break here.
Large,
cool.
Built-in audience of loving consumers who truly dig the free market.
Meow.
Fiends Live is now selling ads.
Hi, baby. We got our last 15 Smart minutes coming. Starting next week.
And 10 delicious
you'll be able to hear them. I'm going to have a cigarette.
Turkish.
All right. We got a caller. Yay.
Cherry,
yay.
Vanilla, coffee, minty mint, Hello? And cloves. Go to vaporsmiths.com.
It's Lou.
Use coupon
Lou. Lou is
all right.
Lou.
Fiend to get 25% off your order. This
Lou.
Is a limited time offer.
Lou, you're not on the air yet. Is this Lou? Lou that comes over to my house, Lou?
You know the no. U.S. dollar is devaluing.
Which Lou is this?
See it happening
this is Lou
every day.
This is Lou
you know a new currency
your
will take over at some
Lou.
Point.
Oh, Lou. Gerard? Gerard?
Lou, I've got some apples.
Geniac, yeah, I knew it was a G. Cool, what are you going
to
want
to
talk about, Lou?
And free from inflation forever.
Yeah, I'm just
you
curious. How long
it
took to this house of cars
more
just falls
at
the hell apart.
Don't
you
be kicking
what?
Yourself in the pants in a month. Your
I
want to
know how long
down.
Until this house of cars just falls apart.
That's
with all the stuff that they got going on.
You can listen to Liberty Radio Network's
cool.
internet stream.
Well,
soon, hopefully.
You'll be on the air after this ad, after these ads, and Nima cannot hear you. We're going to fix that for next week.
No, I can hear him.
You can hear him now. He can't hear you. There you go.
It's a long distance call,
right.
So make sure you're okay.
So if Nima has a question, he'll.
I just got back from the sporting goods
store.
All right. Well, you know, my saying is the way we register our guns now is announce it on the internet, and then they know.
753.
I'll say that too. And then I'll talk about my trip to the gun show this week.
Because there's other people around who take liberty just
where I bought $1,000 worth of rifle ammo and some first aid equipment for gunshot wounds.
Challenging authority and thought that I could get $1,350. It called to me like, do this right now.
I wanted to be around people like me who got it. And once I got here, I knew there was nowhere else that I wanted to be.
Immigrating to the Shire was easy. I was instantly plugged into a community of individuals who also care about peace, liberty, and justice, and are willing to do something about it.
The people here are awesome, loving, and positive. It was for the adventure and for the feeling of something important is happening here, and I just wanted to come to sort of be part of that.
Visit ShireSociety.com.
Who's got birds and trains going in the background?
Declaration. And learn the reasons why.
Not me.
That would be me.
You should. Can you shut your window? I like it. Let's leave it. Shire map at Shire no need to shut the window.
That's Shire. Some good Nat sound.
I'm out on the balcony.
DVD, books, cool. Music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software.
So the drones can hear you.
Cell phone, office product,
yeah, exactly.
Home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware.
You're calling from Michigan, right?
Jewelry, grocery, healthcare.
Yeah.
Sports, can I say that on the air?
Used and yeah, just say Luke from Michigan.
All right.
Store, your fingertips. That's cool. Shop.lrn.fm. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your
purchase like the birds.
Goes to benefit the Liberty Radio Network. When you shop at Amazon via shop.
Around about 3 o'clock in the morning, though, you get the
on Free Talk Live. We talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency.
I'll say you're calling from your outside your windowless bunker.
Some handpicked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British sovereigns, 24
I'm on the observation window.
Montana silver reserves and walking Liberty halves. Call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com. The shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can all at once. gold.freetalklive.com.
This is the Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at lrn.fm.
That's us! Freedom Fiends Live!
Yep. How you feeling, Nima?
I'm feeling chill. I just popped the top on a Busch beer. It's the only Busch I like. Well, one of the two.
Some good right-wing libertarian beer.
Yeah, so, there you go.
We got a caller here live on Freedom Fiends Live. We have Lou from Michigan calling from outside of his windowless bunker. How you doing there, Lou?
I'm doing good, Michael.
What do you got to say? What do you got to say to the fiends today?
Oh, man. I tell you what, we take a look at the news just from this year, and you just got to wonder when they're going to pull the plug on this house of cards, when they're just going to, you know, say, all right, that's it.
Well, I've heard people talk about, when are they going to cut off the internet? And I've heard people say it's impossible, and somebody said, no, it's not. All they'd have to do is turn off all the electricity. Ugh.
That would probably have something to do with it. I don't know what all methods that they would use to do that. I know that they could block the cable and things like that, but I don't know. It's just when you look at like NDAA and SOPA and all this stuff that's just been going on this year alone. You seriously got to wonder when this house of cards is going to fall apart.
Well, what have you been doing to protect yourself from that and to prepare for those possibilities?
Well, I just made a trip down to Cabela's today and procured a little self-defense.
Well, you know what I say? That's how they register our guns now. We talk about it and brag about it on the internet.
Yeah. But I also scored a bunch of discount fishing gear out of the grab bag.
Well, they're trying to outlaw fishing, too.
Well,
they already regulate it with licensing and all that.
But
I mean,
yeah, and it's just getting a little bit wild, a little bit out of control.
What what makes you feel calm? Is there anything that makes you feel calm in times like this?
You know what? That's probably a tough question. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I guess maybe it's just confidence that, you know, if they try to go all the way, I don't know if they can get away with it. I don't know if they can pull it off.
I don't know. I think they've gotten to the point where private gun ownership doesn't matter because they have drones, and computer encryption won't matter if they can crack it. And if they could just take everything. Boy, this is turning out to be a really cheery episode, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of my therapy, though, you know, ranting about it. Kind of gets it out of me. What do you do to get it out of you?
Well, I like to go fishing. I listen to the Fiends all the time, so.
Excellent.
There's all sorts of de-tyrannizing things to do.
Yeah, there's so much programming, we have to do our own deprogramming from time to time, I think. And the Fiends are good for that. I like the Bad Quaker. I like Stefan Molyneux. I like Free Talk Live. I like almost everything on LRN.FM. I just leave that on in the background sometimes. It's kind of like my name of, what did they call the screens in 1984 that you had to have on all the time?
Telescreens.
Yeah, it's kind of my telescreen. It's just having LRN. You know, I'll turn it down, but I rarely turn it off. I'll have it on in the background.
Right. It's an anti-telescreen. Deprogramming, as you said.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, with all the stuff that's going on, you know, realistically, if we want to get rid of the rat's nest, you know, I'm almost ready to switch over to supporting Obama, you know, going along with what the Bad Quaker said about not voting for Ron Paul. Just bring it on and get it over with.
I've actually encountered that opinion a few times of just vote for Obama and bring it on. I don't vote anymore.
Or don't vote, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
One way to look at it is, you know, push it forward and it doesn't go on their timeline.
Huh.
It goes on ours.
Yeah.
What was it, George Clooney, what some movie is in, I think it's From Dusk Till Dawn, the guy says, you got to the count of three to get out of here. And the guy says one, and Clooney jumps in two.
Well, Clooney got arrested this week for protesting the government, and I was like, that's kind of commendable. And then I was thinking, that might be a false flag thing, too. He might be in on the, or unintentionally in on the, you know, let's find a reason to invade more countries in Africa. I mean, I really think that's
the thing about Clooney, is he's what Scott Horton would call a
let's invade Uganda so we can get the rare earth minerals and
exactly,
and De Beers can get the diamonds
and the oil,
all that other stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. I heard you talking the other day about Angelina Jolie. Alex Jones was calling for her arrest for all this stuff.
For war crimes.
Realistically, you know, a lot of these globalists, and he's actually starting to make a lot more sense when you sit back and look at what's going on. You know, a year or two ago, I probably would have said, he's half crazy. Now I'm at the point where he's half sane.
Well, cool. Thanks for... got more?
No, that's about it. Love the Fiends. Keep it up. Don't get droned, and I'll talk to you again sometime.
Cool, man. Thanks, Lou.
All right, man. Thanks so much for calling.
Worms. Worms.
Yeah, I was going to say George Clooney's what Scott Horton would call a cruise missile liberal. He's out there protesting against human rights violations, but his solution is more human rights violations.
Yeah.
He just wants Obama to be the one violating the rights instead of local warlord in Africa.
When did the liberals become so warmongering? I mean, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and the liberals were the people that hated war. But maybe that's just war by Republicans. I don't know.
Well, see, I guess it happened when Obama became president. You know, they tied all their hopes on this guy, and they put all their dreams and they projected all of what they believe in onto this guy. And when Obama got in office, he was just like Bush 3. He continued the same foreign policy, increased it, actually droned American citizens. And, you know, a lot of the liberals are under the mindset of, you know, this writer from Mother Jones, I think his name's Kevin Drum, who says basically, well, if Obama's doing it, he must have a good reason because Obama's a good guy. And so people, they throw reason out of their head and they just go with trust. And because they trust this person, Obama, to be the president, he's basically like dear leader at this point. And they just follow whatever he says.
You know, it's interesting. I think we generally talk about Obama less than most libertarian media, most anarchist media. But this has been a pretty Obama-tastic episode for some reason.
Well, that's what he gets when you do an executive order saying you can control the whole economy and the whole populace. Then you get a whole Fiends episode pretty much dedicated to you.
What is Obama's relationship or opinion on Hugo Chavez? I know Chavez tried to give him a book at some event, or gave him a book, and people made a big deal out of it because he took it. But really, it was just, you know, some guy walking up to some other guy saying, here's a book. And instead of throwing it on the floor, he took it. But does he like him? I know that there's somebody, Sebelius or somebody in his organization who loves Hugo Chavez. This seems like a very Hugo Chavez executive order, because I've seen footage of Chavez walking around with soldiers pointing at buildings and saying, I'll take that one and that one.
Yeah. So maybe his relationship is, I'm jealous of that guy. I want to be more like him.
He looks so tidy in his uniform. I'm just thinking about that that Parks and Recreation where they get the visit from the Parks and Rec department from Chavez's people.
From Venezuela, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going into an ad here on Free Talk.
I am so excited.
I said Free Talk Live. I'm glad it cut off.
Porkfest.
Yeah, seriously.
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Freedom Fiends.
Porcupine. Camping event. Oh, I hope Ben calls when I can actually talk to him. I wanted to ask him about his accent. I always get a kick out of it, how he says measure.
Okay. What is his accent?
I don't know, but he's weird with vowels sometimes. Like instead of measure, he says major. Instead of Porcupine Festival, he calls it Porcupine.
Is it an Ohio accent or a Quaker accent?
Maybe. I don't know. That's what I want to ask him. Maybe it's a Quaker accent.
All kinds of delicious.
What's your accent, boy? You going to the Porcupine Fest?
Me? No, my little brother wants to. I don't know if it'll fit into my cross-country road trip. It's kind of out of the way.
It's kind of out of the way.
I try to avoid anything east of the Mississippi anyway.
Yeah, DJ and I mapped it, and there's like, unless you drive down to like Florida, there's no way to drive to New Hampshire without going through states. You'd have to put your guns locked in the trunk.
Yeah.
You'd literally have to go from Wyoming to like Florida and then up.
A New York-based entertainment company.
Fuck that.
According to Jake Shapiro, founder of Big Jake Music, the upside of digital distribution is the
long half hour left. What do you want to talk about?
Half hour left.
I think you should talk a bunch because I've been talking a lot when the callers are on because you can't. Why don't you talk about Nazi security at rock shows?
Entertainment companies would be foolish not to capitalize.
Ah, okay. I can relate that, or I can. Yeah, I'll talk about that.
And I'll talk about, because I've been to a lot of punk shows where there's no security at all, and they generally go well. It's kind of like security of the mass.
Music usage has never been more popular on formats like social networks and mobile devices. For more information, visit www.bigjakemusic.com.
Limited, so contact us today. Write the Fiends at talkback@freedomfiends.com or leave a message after the show at 765-27-FIENDS.
What if the key to achieving liberty in your lifetime was to move together with others who think like you? Liberty activists are joining the Free State Project, which is over halfway to its goal of 20,000 participants. And they're already making the move to New Hampshire. The successes are piling up and are proving the Free State Project is a real movement and no longer just a great idea. When you're planning your move, consider Keene. Keene is famous for its civil disobedience and non-cooperation, and there's plenty of political opportunity as well. From demonstrations and vigils to outreach and volunteering, there's a lot going on in Keene. Keene is also the undisputed liberty media capital of the world, with television, talk radio, and more all originating here. Though it's more than just activism, with regular social each week. See what's happening at freekeene.com and get connected with video, audio, free books, a forum, and activist tools you can download and use in your area at freekeene.com. That's freekeene.com.
Now that you've found the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM, you may want to help expose others to our great programs. To assist you in doing so, you'll find resources at promoterN.FM, including details on how to get a free
back,
bumper
Mira?
Sticker, quarter page flyers you can print out.
Man, this is physically hard. Your
website, as well as files.
Is it? Well, you got to press buttons and move sliders. I don't.
Yeah. And the fact that we can't take longer breaks. And I don't know. It'll be easier next week. We're doing fine. We're doing fucking great.
Yeah, it's great for first show. I just wish I could talk to the callers. That's the only thing I'm missing.
By next week, you should be able to, hopefully. Hopefully. Okay. Although, then I'll have to do a mix minus, which would be more math, but I'll figure it out.
And watched videos. Made liberty awesome.
Your life's goal.
So last segment here, home stretch. I'll finish up the Frank thing, and then do you want to not take the caller? Maybe finish up the Frank story, and then talk about how the show went. Or do you want to take another caller if we get one?
Stickers. Depends. That's I don't know. I think if we get one, we take it.
Okay.
But if we get one before you're done with the story, I'll have them hold.
99 cents each when you put 100 or more in any combination. Sell them or give them away. The great for gun shows, flea markets.
He played our ad for ads twice.
Earn extra money. Promote freedom.
That's good.
Spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals?
Yeah.
Organization or
he played our ad for ad. He played our ad for ad twice.
Go to libertystickers.com nice. To order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers. Instead of just listening, you can also watch. See the Liberty Radio Network's
like Keene, New
Hampshire-based live shows via our studio cam at cam.lrn.f. Plus, you'll still be able to listen to the Liberty Radio Network via the cam feed in high quality 24/7, even when there's no live show being produced.
Mike Mahoney's going to be
there's more.
Anchoring the news tonight. If you want to watch him,
with other listeners cool. Online. I might
listen, watch, and chat.
Be fun. He is good on the air. FM. He kind of has an edge. He kind of looks like
me.
He kind of looks like he's ready to explode. Sometimes.
Good people who yeah. disobey bad laws. Me and him actually did a weekend show together once that was a lot of fun.
The one where you brought your dog out? No.
Yeah, we brought you God on.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw a video of that.
Now, while encouraging more in the future. As CDEvolution.org grows, we hope to provide activists with legal and public relations assistance, as well as delivering timely information on the growing civil disobedience movement. To play your part in the peaceful evolution, visit CDEvolution.org.
I wonder how many people listen by satellite radio.
What's up next? Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Yo, Nima. We're coming back.
Yes, Michael.
Nima. They can
back
hear
on
us.
The air.
They can hear us, Nima.
They're listening in. All of you in the audience, you're wiretapping now.
I know.
I'm going to throw you in jail. So we got to wait for the fade
you're live,
down.
Man. Talk
fade
about
down.
Rock
I'm
shows.
Live.
You're live.
No, I already talked about rock shows. I'm going to talk about the police hassling my little brother, man, because F that. So when I was finishing up the story last time, Frank, my little brother, had told the cops that they couldn't search his car. He said, you don't have probable cause. And they were like, well, all right then, we'll just call out the canine unit. So that's the kind of world we live in these days. When you say you don't have probable cause, the cops come and force the probable cause by bringing out their dog that's trained to hit. And Frank says it was just
obvious. I wonder what would happen if you
kept
coyote pee in your car. Because dogs hate that.
Well, they'd still hit, right? I mean, the dog would give some kind of reaction, and that's all they need. In fact,
I think
it'd
be like he'd shy away from it and go, arr, 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 arr.
Maybe. But Frank said that, get this, the cop, who was the canine cop, like at first started hyping up the dog, like, hey, boy, are you excited? Are you excited? And then he patted on his leg real hard, and when the dog, like, sniffed his leg, he gave him a rhesus. So he already initiated the Pavlovian response of,
do you think his
I
leg,
tap, you hit.
Do you think his leg had pot on it? Pot smell?
No, I think he was just training the dog that if I tap here, you alert, and I'll give you a treat. Because Frank said then he gave him a Reese's cup.
That could
which,
be challenged
feeding chocolate
in court.
To dogs, I mean, that's against
them.
Animal rights anyway, right?
Yeah. He could challenge that in court if it hit.
Yeah, and I hope he does, although, you know, it's his word against the cop. But ideally in those situations, the cop's too busy at the donut shop and he doesn't show up. So then the cop comes, starts knocking on Frank's car, banging on the car, and the dog, of course, alerts to the car. So they start searching the car. And now this is funny. Frank says he was making small talk with the cop as this happens. Because what do? You're just standing there with – there. I guess there was three cops there. So you're just standing there with two cops as the canine guy searches through your car. can't help but, I guess, make small talk. And he was saying to the cop, "Hey, so you make a lot of money from the taxpayers, huh?" And the cop told him, yeah, man, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's like $55,000 to start. You know, it's pretty decent paycheck. And of course, it's not all from the taxpayers. You know, we get a lot of it from the stuff we seize.
Ugh.
Like saying it like, oh, well, it's not all taxpayer money. Some of it's, you know, I'm guessing he was thinking some of it we get from criminals. But to somebody like Frank, that reads as, yeah, it's either we steal it from you from taxes or we steal it from you directly after we pull you over.
Well, you know, in Florida, they're doing a thing now where they have a form and you sign your car over to them if they catch you with drugs and you don't go to jail and you don't go to court. It's just like, okay, give us your car and we'll let you go.
Will Grigg actually did this great write-up recently on LouRockwell.com where he explains about how this has all been taken care of by the feds as far as these guys are in trouble now. But there was a local police department. I forget which small Texas town it was. But they had a whole system going where they would pull out-of-towners over, say that they were under suspicion of drug trafficking.
And
they
would
basically steal their stuff, steal their money, their cars, seize them. And they got away with a lot of it. And apparently there were situations where they would let the actual drug traffickers that they did catch, they would let them go on through if they forfeited their drugs because they had a ring where they had a way to dispense those drugs. So go ahead and search the Will Grigg archives and Lou Rockwell and you'll find that. It's a hilarious read. Disgusting, but hilarious.
So what happened with Frank?
So with Frank, he sat there and bullshitted with the cop a few times. Apparently Frank says he tried to explain the argument that, you know, don't you ever feel guilty? Don't you ever feel like all you're doing is taking people's property and you're not really protecting anybody? And the cop came back with this canard all, well, what would happen if there were no police, no cops? You know, everybody would just be out doing bad things. You know, the same old tried and true statist argument. So they end up opening the trunk, find a couple of empty beer bottles, mind you, empty glass bottles. And because of that, they were able to write him up with a minor in possession.
Well, I would have him challenge that on, is that dog trained to hit on beer? And if he's not, you know, was it a false
search? Call it
an
illegal search and seizure.
Maybe.
Yeah. You can try. Depends. And, you know,
there's a few judges that are constitutionalists, which, you know, we're not constitutionalists, but God bless judges who are, because occasionally they'll take offense at things like that.
Yeah, I don't know what Frank's going to do now, but I hope he's going to fight it in some way. And I'll keep the fiends updated, so maybe that'll light a little bit of a fire under Frank's ass to have him not just roll over and, A, ignore it, which, you know, I feel the morally right position is to just ignore it. But unfortunately in Texas, they are so hardcore about it that they just double your fine and they do not stop. I still get calls on a daily basis from Texas cops, even though I haven't lived there in years. I still get calls from them asking where their money is.
You know,
I had them call my news director in Wyoming asking to speak to me because I had a warrant out. So they take it pretty seriously, unfortunately. They want their money. They're like, F you, pay me.
Just got a Facebook comment. It says, love the show from Michelle Tester. Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Michelle.
You know, there's a movie people should go see or look up on Netflix called Cocaine Cowboys. It's a documentary from 15 years ago, maybe, about the 70s and 80s cocaine trade in Miami. It's pretty awesome. I mean, it's basically got cops saying this is an unwinnable battle. It's got newscasters saying, and the economy was greatly helped by this. The rest of the country was in a recession, and everyone here was building new buildings. And, you know, and it says that to respond to the increase in drug trade, they like tripled the amount of cops they hired. And it used to be like, you know, you couldn't be a cop if you used drugs in the past 10 years, and they cut it down to like in the past year, and they couldn't get enough cops, and they cut it down to like, if you're not high right now, we'll sign you up. And they ended up with one whole graduating class from cop school, you know, from the academy. Every cop from that one season either ended up dead or in prison.
Wow. From overdoses or what?
Or they were all corrupt. They were basically all corrupt because they were just hiring anyone who walked in off the street.
Right. Well, see, the thing about saying corrupt cop is I think it's kind of redundant, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole concept of having a force that just because they wear a special uniform,
they can rob you and the right kidnap to
kill you.
Yeah, and kill you.
And their whole paycheck comes from theft, like the cop was telling Frank. It's either taxpayer money or it's the money that we directly extract from people after we pull them over, vis-a-vis drug seizures and the like.
Yeah.
And it just disgusts me.
One of the tribes in Wyoming just finally got federal permission to kill two bald eagles for their ceremonies. They got a permission slip to do what they've been doing for thousands of years.
I'm guessing that was the Arapaho. I actually covered that when I was in Wyoming. There was a guy, and I forget his name now, but I went to interview him because I thought it was just ridiculous. He was up on federal charges, was going to have to face jail time and extensive fines because he had killed a bald eagle. For basically the Arapaho, they have this big celebration every year, and I forget what it's called, but it's really
– they need the feathers.
Important to them, yeah, and they use the eagle feathers for it. And just like they've done before the government even existed,
before the government adopted it as their symbol and wanted to protect it, even though it's not that endangered.
Exactly. And this guy was selected. He had the approval of his tribal leaders, and supposedly, although not in practice, but in theory, the reservation is supposed to be the tribe's sovereign territory. So who really has the jurisdiction when the tribal leaders elect this guy or delegate the duty of getting the eagle feathers, and then the feds come in and say, well, this is endangered. This is a special national symbol. We're going to take you to jail for this.
Yeah, that's so square, man.
But now it's – and the thing was is the feds said, well, you can do it because it's religiously protective, but you got to fill out the right paperwork. And so that's what they ended up getting him on is yeah, you know, you could have done it if you would have, you know, had filled out the application. And get this. There's also an Eagle Parts repository in Colorado, and that's the other way. You either got to get the permission from the government to take the eagle yourself, or you have to apply to get Eagle Parts from the special government Eagle Parts repository in Colorado.
Imagine if Catholics had to, like, you know, requisition rosaries and wine.
Yeah, yeah. You had to apply for holy water from the government and have it mailed to you in a Evian case.
I shot heroin mixed with holy water once when I was a junkie just to be a punk.
Did it feel any different?
You know, and I remember talking about that in an NA meeting and, like, you know, I was sitting around all these – it was this all-black, like, ghetto – meeting and I was sitting next to these guys who were like sharing about like carjacking and killing people and stuff, and like when I said I'd shot dope with holy water, they all went damn and kind of pulled away from me like, like I was worse. religion
yeah,
government is the opiate of the masses.
Thank you so much for listening, y'all. It's Freedom Fiends Live. Come back next week. I'll be able to talk to the callers,
maybe worms,
maybe. Peace.
been fun Worms. Worms, worms.
Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need you.